where do we even start with this one, Coach?
About 12 weeks ago.
Okay, fair enough. Three fumbles in the last 6 minutes. You've played some pretty interesting games with Iowa State over the years. Can you give us a sense of where this one stacks up, and what can you make of the last 6 minutes of this football game?
Well, you know, as it relates to the turnovers, I can't. You know, I think our defense was competitive. I don't know that all of those were turnovers that we created necessarily, but and Iowa State is a very disciplined football team that normally is not going to do that. You know, but nevertheless, it happened. So, you know, maybe we're getting, you know, a break or two here that maybe we hadn't gotten on some other things that happened in the course of the ball game or the year. But I was, you know, I was awfully proud of all of our young guys, you know, for the obvious reason, you know, just hanging in there, not giving up, you know, keep rowing the boat, and played hard, and we got turnovers. It's what we talked about in the halftime. We'd have to have some turnovers, and we were able to, you know, get those, fortunately, and also, for the most part, I think, with the exception of one, take advantage of the opportunities provided by the turnovers. So,
Coach, we used to talk about Will Geary, you know, made some huge plays late in the fourth quarter. And is that the best you've seen from him this season?
Well, you know, I'll have to watch the tape again I'll have to watch it to make that determination. But, you know, Will is a very consistent player in the program, very consistent young man. And, you know, he's played hard and well virtually every game that we've played. You know, he certainly hasn't been issues for us on defense. But, you know, you go back to, you know, a week ago, I mean, we got a turnover in the ball game. He created, he stripped the ball, he got on it and recovered it. And, you know, he's always trying to do those little things to help his team make himself better, but plays well every snap.
Coach, what was the difference between giving up 28 points the second quarter and pitching a shutout the second half?
Well, you know, it's a combination, once again, of field position created by special teams and offense, and the offense being able to move the football. That, you know, that's a part of it, and they don't have their hands on the ball quite as much. I thought we didn't give up, you know, the extensive big plays like we did in the first half. You know, they gave up a number of big plays that were instrumental in them getting the ball in position to be in four-down territory, and you know, that hurt us. So I think big plays, and I think we, you know, played inspired and created the turnovers. Turnovers were big.
After how the team has been through this year, how much do you think they needed or enjoyed the result they got today?
Well, you know, they enjoyed the daylights out of it. I told them in the locker room, I've been here for, you know, a couple hundred years, and I have never seen, you know, our locker room. You know, no offense to anybody that we play, but, you know, under the circumstances, you know, a lot of times we always say, you know, act like you've been there before. We didn't act like we'd been there before, but they needed that, and so it was good. They were excited about it.
Jack Cantwell has come a long way this year. He's made, you know, a lot of progress throughout the year. Just kind of talk about what it means for him to make such a big field goal for your team.
Well, it means he's going to have to do some extra running for taking his hat off and getting us penalized. And that, I admire Jack so much. I mean, and they take the two timeouts, which they had in order to, you know, do the ritual. You know, he just hung in there and hit him. And you think about the, you know, Jack's situation and last year having got off to a reasonably rough start, being replaced, and Matt came in and hit the ball so well the rest of the season, started this season, but Jack stayed in there all the time and was a team player all the time. And so I'm grateful for him and awfully happy for him.
Did you or any of the other coaches have anything to say to him right before he went out to take that kick?
No, not really. I mean, you know, Sean jokes with him to, you know, make sure he's relaxed enough. Outside of that, there wasn't anything in particular. Yeah, you know, you want him thinking about the right things, not about, you know, what you're telling him.
Coach, I was also curious about just the impact of of this win, keeping bold hopes of alive, your team not giving up in the face of adversity once again?
Well, that's what I shared with our players. I have a greater and deeper pride in, I know that's a bad word for some, but in the young people in our program, not because of the win, but because of what they overcame in order to do that. That will be meaningful for the rest of their lives. That was what was important.
Is that the most improbable win that you can remember being associated with?
I can't really remember coming back as significantly as we did today. It may have happened, but a lot of water under the bridge, but not in my recent recollection.
You had two great offensive drives to start the second half. What clicked for the offense there?
Well, I think, we stayed on blocks. I think we, obviously got into the right calls, and I thought Joe did a nice job of, making some key third down throws and accurate on the vast majority of the throws that he made, elevated the passing game a little bit. But I think, staying on blocks probably as much as anything and getting ourselves into, the good checks.
Coach, what was your assessment today of Kendall Adams when he got his start there and playing at safety?
Seemingly did okay. I have to watch some tape, but, as I said, I don't think that of the big plays that they did get, I don't know. There may have been one that I recall that Kendall had an impact on, but outside of that, I thought he did well. I don't even know who's back there anymore, to be honest with you.